It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
Despite trailing by as many as 12 points in the second half, the Cloud County Community College men's basketball team fell short to Colby Community College in the final minutes, 75-70, inside the Colby Event Center in Colby, Kansas, on Saturday. Cloud County was led by sophomore forward Elijah Savant and freshman guard Caden Chatham, who scored 18 points each. Joining them in double figures was freshman forward Deontez Walker with 10 points. The T-Birds fell behind early and were unable to gain leverage in the first half against Colby, as Cloud County trailed 41-31 at halftime. Trailing by as many as 12 in the second half, Cloud County turned to Savant down the stretch. Savant had the hot hand for the T-Birds, finishing with a season-high 18 points on 7 of 10 shooting from the field and 4 of 6 from the free throw line, while collecting a team-high 9 rebounds. The T-Birds went on a 20-7 run over a 10-minute stretch to claw back to take the lead at 63-62 on a Savant basket in the paint with 3:15 remaining. The two teams traded baskets before Colby rattled off 7 straight points to grab a 71-65 lead with 35 seconds remaining. Sophomore guard DJ Kaysen scored the final 9 points of the game for Colby, including 6 at the free throw line, to seal the victory. Chatham earned his first start of the season and scored 18 points with an impressive 9 of 13 showing from the free throw line. He also added 5 rebounds. Walker registered 10 points and 5 rebounds. Sophomore Samuel Acott scored 6 points, while sophomores Quill Acott and DJ Holloway had 5 points apiece. Cloud County returns home Wednesday night to host Coffeyville Community College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m.